Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here at the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're having a roundtable discussion about the issue of pit bulls. And as I said before the break, I want to go around the table and just get your opinion about what can we do in terms of turning this problem around when it comes to these different organizations. Jamie, why don't you give us your perspective?
Well, I think it's really important that, you know, we make sure before we adopt these animals out to people, and most of the agencies that are adopting them out are very strict. Is to make sure that these people are getting the animal for the right reason. As I said earlier, you know, the people that are coming to our shelter, you know, 9 out of 10 of the people that are coming in just for a pit bull are coming in for the wrong reasons. And you don't want to adopt them to the people who want them just for anything other than a companion animal. And so you've got to put in some stricter criteria for these dogs, not because the dog is bad, but because the likelihood of going into a bad home is greater. Because there's a lot of people looking at these dogs for the wrong reasons. So, you know, enforcement out there in the community is important. Spay or neuter is really important. We have a pit stop program for these animals in Lansing. We want to see that taken advantage of. But, you know, there's too many backyard breeders just giving these dogs away for nothing, and they're ending up in really bad homes.
And Jennifer, what is your perspective on it?
Well, mine goes back to the public perception. So I'm going to, you know, put a shout out there to all the owners out there that do have pit bulls that are responsible owners to, you know, have them be an ambassador of the breed. And part of what our organization with Stiggy's Dogs is that we take these dogs that we rescue from different organizations and groups, and we train them as emotional therapy dogs. So my passion is with the bully breed. So our dog right now that we're training is an American Bulldog Pitbull mix. And again, it just gets the word out. I have a blog going. You can follow that. But, you know, I've taken our dog to the fair, and there was this little tiny girl that wanted to pet it. So here I have this picture of my big burly looking pit next to this sweet little girl with a smile on her face. So it's those images that people need to see, and it's that. So the more public awareness that we can build and the more that we can do personally on that level too, I think will help.
And Mike, your perspective?
Well, I agree with Jennifer completely that it's unfortunate that when you watch people walking down the street with a pit bull, a higher percentage of the people with the other end of the leash are idiots. And then you've got the really nice folks on the other end of the leash that are getting a bad rap, and so does the dog because of that handful of idiots with a pit bull that have them for the wrong reasons. And I think that if you catch them early enough and you get the right owner with the right dog in training, you can turn that dog around and make it a very well-received member of a good family, make it a good pet.
And I guess my other question that comes from our conversation is, Jamie, you mentioned that a lot of these animals are being stolen, especially the better looking ones. What are the things that people can do to prevent, once they get a good animal, to prevent them from being stolen?
Yeah, and the number one dog that we see for people coming in to report stolen is the pit bull. So even the responsible owners are at risk of losing their dogs as well. Spay and neuter them because they don't want a spayed or neutered dog. Put a microchip in it and make sure you've got your blue tag on because they don't want a dog that has a microchip. Chip in it. And be careful. Don't leave your dog unattended in an unsafe or unsecure backyard because they are disappearing and not for the right reasons, that's for sure.
Well, and when it comes to keeping these animals in proper shape, is there anything that can be done in terms of getting them the exercise but not putting them in a situation where they're around people who are afraid of them or other animals, and maybe that's what prevents them from getting the proper exercise, and therefore they don't behave as well as they could? Because my experience is a non-tired dog is a bad dog. And that's why the secret always is to get them as much exercise as possible. Anyone got an answer for that?
That's kind of neat. You go over to Paws of the Cause, and there's one specific training floor area that they've got in their facilities, and there's like 8 treadmills. And it takes all of 5 minutes to condition a dog to walk on a treadmill. 5 minutes. And you start off at a very slow pace with the dog, and you stand beside it, and it starts walking. And before you know it, the dog, I mean, I've had people tell me that they've taught their dogs to walk on a treadmill, and the dog will go get them and go over and sit on the treadmill because they want them to turn it on. They want to walk on it. So, you know, you buy a cheap treadmill at one of the stores and set it up, and it's not so bad for the human to get on there, too.
No, it's not. The problem is you got to know how to use it properly. I see all of a sudden a flash to the Jetsons with the dog hanging off the treadmill is what I saw. But maybe that's just my experience. Rick, you have a comment?
Well, I'd like Jamie to illuminate a little bit of what the Pit Stop program is.
Well, the Pit Stop program is a new program that we started to really focus on the Lansing area pit bull problem. The majority of our pit bulls are coming out of the Lansing area, and we want to spay and neuter as many of those as possible. So if they're in the Lansing area, they have a pit bull, they can get it spayed or neutered for $40 for a male or $45 for a female. And these are all with donated funds. This is the county's not paying for it. It's all donated dollars. We really want to put an end to the pit bull overpopulation because every year it just gets a little bit worse. So it's there, and it also provides vaccinations too.
And I think one thing to think about is there's a lot of people in an urban setting that have pit bulls for the right reasons.
And
provide a lot of security to those individuals. And when that dog's gone, you know, nothing good happens because there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of perceived lack of safety. So certainly in this situation, if you can't afford to have it spayed or neutered, you can.
Yep, and this program, we've had a lot of interest in it, and there are a lot of good pit bull owners, but they simply, in these times, do not have the funds to spend for spay neuter, and that's what we're trying to do, help them keep their pets and keep them healthy.
And unlikely to be stolen, because if it's spayed or neutered, it's not going to be stolen.
It's not something
as likely.
They want them unaltered if they're going to steal them for the purposes they're stealing them for.
Wow, that's fantastic to know. That's fantastic to know.
Well, I guess my question to all of you, and I think I've gotten the answer, is are people abnormal when they act fearful of these particular animals? And should they all of a sudden start treating these animals the same way they treat any other dog that comes walking down the street? Because that's what I seem to be hearing from all of you. And yet, if I were to read the newspaper, I would think that these are just the most scary animals out there. What can we do to change that perception other than having them around some young kids? What can we do?
Well, I think, I see this a lot because I'm with socializing Big Stig that we have right now. I'm out everywhere with him to socialize him. So I get the people who will walk across the other side of the street. I see the horror and the panic just and fear in their face by looking at this breed. So, you know, and that's frustrating to me too. So it's, again, it's just getting out there and having people be aware is what I do. But
and the one thing I'm thinking, Mike is all about, you know, let's see if there's some control in the situation. Certainly if there's a lot of control in that relationship as a dog's walking on a leash, that's the last one you need to worry about. Is that right, Mike?
Oh, yeah, and you see a dog healing properly beside the owner on the left-hand side, and when the owner stops to make the crosswalk, the dog sits automatically, and you don't see the aggressive, lunging, dragging behavior. That should give people a good sense that this owner's taking the time to do things right with the dog. You know, but you see the guy with the 2-foot leash with the big spike collar and the dog's dragging him down the street and his pants are hanging down around his hind end. You know, that's something that maybe is a signal as well.
Yeah.
Well, and it's any dog. You know, if you're walking and you see any dog at all, you always take the precaution. You never know about a strange dog. You should always be cautious. Ask the owner if it's okay to pet the dog. But look for those same indications, as you both said. This can apply to absolutely any dog.
So it sounds like then, if I'm hearing all of you, these bully breeds are getting a bad rap.
We
need to do something in order to fix that bad rap, because at the end of the day, they can be great pets just like any other pet, is what I'm hearing.
And I think one thing to mention is there are good books, affordable books. If somebody can't afford, you know, the training opportunities and they have a limited income, at least do what you can on the internet, do what you can in the way of books, and find something that's going to teach you to be that responsible, in control owner of that breed.
Yeah, it's a nice thing, because usually when I see someone running across the street and not wanting to walk near them, usually it's because they see me coming, not my dog. So we don't want to create we don't want to create any stigmas when it comes to these dogs, because we're working hard on their psychology. But I just can't thank all of you enough for coming in for this very interesting conversation. Mike, you have a closing comment?
I was just going to say, any dog can be a bad dog, and any dog can be a really great dog, and I don't think we need to look at the breed specifically to make that decision.
Right. If any of our listeners want to get in touch with any of you to continue the conversation, is there a website where they can reach each of you? Jamie, let's start with you.
Sure. www.ingham.org/AC.
Okay. And Jennifer?
Mine is stiggysdogs.org, stiggysdogs.org.
Okay. And Mike?
MidMichiganKennels.com.
Okay. And Rick, everyone knows where they can always track you down. Yeah. So I just want to thank all of you for coming in. We've been talking today about bully breeds, and our guests have been Jamie Lampman, the director of Ingham County Animal Control, Jennifer Petrie, the founder of Stiggy's Dogs, and Mike Morgan, the owner of MidMichigan Kennels. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it was our pleasure. What a great discussion we've had this week, Rick, with some really outstanding guests. If any of you are interested in hearing this or previous shows, we'd encourage you to go to our website at www.1320wils.com, where we have all the previous shows as well as the ability to listen to the show live streaming or to send us an email at mmpets@1320wils.com. You also want to go through and check out our Facebook and check us out on YouTube. For Rick Pruse and producers Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, this is Lee Cohen saying thank you for joining us. Have a great week. And for gosh darn sake, please take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.